Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Coming up, have you noticed an increase in your cell phone bill? If so, you're not alone. These sky-high temperatures do more than just make you sweat. How they affect your brain. And you can get hand-me-downs from the late icon Prince. If you cringe every time you fill up your gas tank, at least you're not alone. Airlines are worried about rising fuel costs, too. In a recent report, Delta said it spent $654 million more on fuel than in the same quarter of last year. It's an increase of 39%. American Airlines said its fuel bill for the spring was about $50 million higher than expected. The price of crude oil has gone up more than 50% in the last year. Delta fares went up about 4% in the last quarter. Americans rose by about 1%. Those increases are mostly because of demand. More people are flying in 2018. But industry experts say that higher fuel costs could be passed on to consumers in the form of even higher airfare. Delta also says it'll cut back on flights by about 1% this year on routes that are less profitable. Other airlines could do the same depending on their earnings reports. McDonald's has pulled salads from more than 3,000 of their restaurants nationwide after a parasite outbreak made more than 60 people sick. The FDA says 14 states are affected by the Cyclospora outbreak, the same parasite linked to the ongoing Del Monte veggie tray recalls. And an Oregon woman survived and was rescued 7 days after her SUV plunged more than 200 feet over a cliff in Big Sur, California. Angela Hernandez was on her way to visit family when she stopped communicating and disappeared. Authorities say she survived by using her radiator hose to siphon water from a nearby creek. And Kensington Palace has released new photos of the royal family at Prince Louis's christening. Prince William and Kate's third child was christened at St. James Palace on July 9th, and although the Queen was noticeably absent, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle were there, along with Prince Charles and Kate's family. And finally, Cristalla Poole set out to do 35 good deeds for her 35th birthday, but she wasn't expecting this when she gave a homeless man a free meal.
Happy birthday, young lady. Happy birthday.
That's Maurice, and he's going viral for his voice of velvet. Anyone else have major goosebumps here? I love it. All right, let's go to the New York Stock Exchange now for our Fox Business Minute with Nicole Petalides. Nicole, I can't say I'm surprised by this one. I hear Amazon is bigger than ever.
That's right, Kristen. When it comes to e-commerce, Amazon is king. The company has almost 50% of the e-commerce market in the United States, according to eMarketer. Computer and consumer electronics is the leading product category, followed by apparel and accessories. Victoria's Secret is having a tough time selling its merchandise, even at a discount during its semi-annual sale. The company has been losing market share to competitors such as American Eagle Outfitters and even Amazon, which has started to sell low-cost bras. If you noticed an increase in your cell phone bill, you're not alone. The price index for wireless phone service went up for the first time in nearly 2 years.
Okay, what are some of the reasons for the price increase?
Wireless companies are scaling back on promotions after years of those price cuts to win over the customers. And recently, companies including AT&T and Sprint raised the administrative fees they charge customers.
Interesting stuff. Thanks, Nicole. Also joining us is Danielle Knox from Fox 35 Orlando. She has what you need to know today. So, Danielle, I hear parents may want to stay off their phones around their kids.
Well, it's an interesting question, Kristen. Could how much time you spend on your phone have an impact on your kids' behavior? Scientists are saying yes. A recent study in the journal Pediatric Research found technoference, interruptions in face-to-face interactions because of tech devices, can cause kids to act out, to whine, to throw tantrums, sulk, or become hyperactive. The study also found when children begin to act out, some parents actually turn to their tech devices even more to help them cope. Well, speaking of phones, new research suggests if you are an owner of an iPhone or an iPad, you appear to others as rich, or at least making a lot of money. Other items that suggest you may be rich were using Verizon, using the brand Ziploc, owning a Samsung TV, or even owning a dishwasher. Who knew? The Pew Research Center says fewer and fewer kids are taking on summer jobs. In 2000, just over 8 million teens went to work during the summer. Now that's just about 6 million. Researchers say it's a combination of shorter summer breaks and kids' activities. I don't know about you, Kristen, but when I was a teenager, it was my summer activity to work. And that's what you need to know. Back to you now.
Oh, yeah, me too. I was at Burger King right when I turned 15. Thanks, Danielle. Has it been so hot lately that you can't think straight? Well, a new study by Harvard University found heat impacts the way you think, and not in a good way. Researchers studied students in dorms in 2016. Some were in air-conditioned buildings, others were not. They gave them cognitive tests to see how each group would fare. On average, the students in the air-conditioned buildings performed about 13% better. The lead researcher says most of the heat-based studies are focused on the elderly, and he hopes this will show people how climate change impacts people and not just the environment. If you've ever dreamt of making it in the music biz, you know just how impossible it can seem. Coco Dominguez from Fox 26 in Houston got some great advice from a local hip-hop legend who's credited with birthing rap music in the South. Hi, Coco.
Hi, Kristen. So his name is Jay Prince, and the legacy started with the creation of Rap-A-Lot Records in the mid-80s. The label signing of the Ghetto Boys launched them to the forefront of the hip-hop genre. Years later, it's rappers like Bun B, Scarface, and Zero that still call the label home. Now Jay Prince is sharing his wisdom and advice in his memoir, The Art and Science of Respect.
I'm gonna give it first.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'm gonna give respect, and you know, in the midst of giving it, you know, I'm gonna demand it.
And his advice works. Just ask his eldest son, Jazz Prince, who discovered Drake. Yes, that Drake. His latest album just broke records for 1 billion streams in a single week. Jazz credits his father for passing down his knowledge of the music industry as the key to realizing the talent Drake had early on. So take it from the Prince family. In order to get respect, you have to give it.
That's valuable advice for anyone looking to make it really in any industry. Thanks, Coco. Many of us use heat to style our hair every single day, so it's really important that we're also protecting it, which is why we've got today's Top 30 Steal, an Infusion Ultrasonic Straightening Iron Kit at a special 81% discount. This kit includes a flat iron, which can be used to straighten or curl your hair, an argan solution, and a volumizing solution. The revolutionary tool uses vapor to infuse the products into your hair while you're styling it, so you save time and you save your look. The argan solution protects your hair from the heat, increases manageability, and tames frizz, while the volumizing solution adds strength and volume to fine or fragile hair. The Infusion Ultrasonic Straightening Iron Kit retails for $200, but today you can buy it for just $39. That's an 81% discount. You can get this right now at morningsave.com while they last. Well, every X-ray has at least one thing in common. It's black and white, but not anymore. Scientists in New Zealand have developed a way to take color X-rays that are also 3D. The device is named Metapix, and it's able to produce high contrast, high resolution pictures at a quick rate. Developers say it's unique because it can illustrate the difference between bone, muscle, and cartilage in real time. It's taken 10 years to produce these clear and more accurate color readings. Doctors say there are numerous benefits, the biggest one being a more accurate diagnosis to patients. There's still more testing that needs to be done before the technology can go into hospitals, but the images are a big step in the switch from black and white to color. Chicago police have released body cam footage showing the fatal shooting of an African-American man after a weekend of protests. Joining us now to talk about it is Chicago native and Fox News contributor Gianno Caldwell. Thanks
for
being here.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, let's start with this video. What does it show?
He tugs away from that interaction with the police, and you can see his shirt lifted, a weapon on his side, holstered, and then he tugs away even further and runs into the street. It appears that he's pulling for his gun or he's going in that direction. Then the police shoot him.
You know, we've seen so much police violence recently. As someone from this area, you know this area very well. What do you make of the incident and the response from protesters as well?
Chicago is a very dangerous city. It's my hometown. I love it. But if we look back at the data from 2016, there were more murders in Chicago than New York and Los Angeles combined. So this is definitely a time where we must hold our police officers accountable And the next question, I think, which is a broader, larger conversation throughout the African-American community, and whether you be white, black, or different across the country, is what is the proper procedure and protocol when interacting with law enforcement? Because at the end of the day, we all want to leave and go home safely.
Absolutely.
No one wants to die.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate your insight very much.
Thank you.
Okay, let's move on to a new survey that tried to figure out what Americans spend to treat themselves. Researchers found the average person spends over $143,000 on indulgences over their lifetime.
I think that they hadn't surveyed you because it's $143,000 a year, not over your lifetime. I thought it was pretty interesting. I think that a lot of people, especially now, people are making a lot more money than they used to. So I think people want to go out and have a vacation.
One thing I found interesting in this survey was that 75% of people had buyer's remorse. Mostly women, I would guess, that we treat ourselves more than men.
You know, I hope so, because personally, if I have a girlfriend, which I'm single, that part. I want her to look good. Buy the best. Go get your toes. Let me send you on a spa day. Can I send you on a spa day? That's what I want to know.
You have a bunch of women out there saying yes.
Yes.
You can. Absolutely. Thank you so much
Thank
for being
Thank you for
here.
Having me, sincerely,
so
it's as
fun
always.
Hanging out with you. In today's Hometown Stories from Fox 10 Phoenix, more than 40 students from Gila Crossing Community School had the chance to attend Camp Amazon, a free STEM and robotics immersion course held at the online shopping giant's Phoenix Fulfillment Center. Students got a tour of the 1.2 million square foot warehouse where packages are sorted using big robotic arms. And then they got to participate in a variety of hands-on activities involving how to use robotics to assist in package distribution. Matthew High, a worker at the Phoenix Amazon Fulfillment Center, said it's important for Amazon to be involved in the community. In our second story from Fox 13 Tampa Bay, a new ballroom dance class at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio in Clearwater, Florida, is designed to get the elderly moving and fight dementia at the same time. Studies have shown dancing can greatly reduce the risk of developing dementia or Alzheimer's disease by as much as 76%. And in our final story from Fox 9 Minneapolis, after police officer Steve Nanny and his wife Susie were tragically killed in a motorcycle accident, they left behind a chocolate lab named Ranger. Jenna Justin, another officer on the force who called Steve Nanny her mentor, was quick to adopt the orphan dog.
They were always happy and cheerful, and they never had a bad thing to say. And Ranger is kind of the same way. He's just always happy, always ready to go. And it definitely feels like they're still here with us with Ranger here.
What a special way to honor their memories. If you're a fan of the late pop icon Prince, you may have the chance to own some of his possessions. 27 of Prince's personal items will be auctioned off by Heritage Auctions in Dallas, Texas. The items come from the archives of Prince's former bodyguard and include Prince's personal Bible, his copy of Purple Rain on vinyl, and a blue silk suit he actually wore. In a press release, Heritage Auctions consignment director Mike Gutierrez said, quote, "Anything related to Prince has significant appeal to collectors. But to have lots like this that he owned and wore represents an extraordinary trove of treasures from one of the great musical influencers of our generation." Bids close for the online auction on July 21st, and the items are expected to fetch thousands of dollars each. Well, you may have noticed a major difference in malls recently. There are way more empty stores than just a few years ago. In fact, new data found America's malls haven't been this empty in about 6 years. You probably know online retail is to blame, but you may not realize online shopping only makes up about 10% of total retail sales in the country. But that number is increasing every day as the popularity of online shopping grows. So here's the impact. Shopping centers had their worst quarter for sales in 9 years. And more than 4,100 major retail stores have closed so far this year. That's on pace to set a new record. So if you're a mall shopper, enjoy them while you can, because the online world offers ease, convenience, and an infinite selection that, frankly, more people are picking over a trip to their local mall. Well, facing our fears can sound pretty scary, but new research says we might want to give it a try. Cody Goff, host of the Curiosity Podcast, joins us from his studio with more. So, Cody, I hear confronting our fears head on can actually help us overcome them.
That's right, Kristen. New neuroscience research can explain why you should face your fears. For this study, researchers wanted to figure out exactly how the brain gets rid of traumatic memories during exposure therapy. That's basically when you face your fears. The Mayo Clinic says that's the best way to get rid of your fears and phobias. So like if you're afraid of spiders, you might talk about spiders, then look at pictures of spiders, then sit in a room with a spider. Stuff like that. Their experiments showed that exposure therapy works by actually modifying the brain cells responsible for the original fear memory. They think your brain cells are kind of rewritten, although the memory tagging technology they used isn't fail-safe, so the old memories might still be somewhere in your head. But it's powerful evidence that to get over your fears, you have to experience them again. So, face your fears. You'll be glad you did. Kristen?
Well, it might be scary at first, but it's still worth a try. Thanks, Cody. You can check out more on curiosity.com. Well, here's an amazing story. He's just 19 years old, one of the best soccer players in the world, and after this weekend, a World Cup champion. On top of all that, French soccer player Kylian Mbappe just showed he's generous off the field. The soccer phenom scored 4 goals in the tournament, leading France to its second World Cup title. Mbappe earned more than $500,000 playing in the World Cup, including a $350,000 bonus since France won. He said he will donate all of that money to a charity that organizes sports activities for children with disabilities. He's been involved with the group since July of last year. So not only does his teen have a golden foot, he also proved he has a golden heart. And I don't know about you, but I love seeing celebrities use their platform to help others. And just a reminder, he's only 19. So selfless. A 3-day weekend sounds good, doesn't it? Well, Canadians think so too, and most say they're willing to work longer hours for that extra day off. In a study by the research company Angus Reid, 68% of Canadians across all age groups said they'd prefer to work 4 10-hour shifts instead of the usual 5 8-hour shift. The percentage of people leaning toward a 4-day work week has been steadily increasing since the 80s, when only 43% were found to be in favor. Experts think the desire to create more work-life balance is behind the appeal of a 4-day work week. Countries like the Netherlands, Ireland, and Germany subscribe to the 4-day work week, but so far it hasn't caught on yet in North America. Well, moving right along, an NBA player just revealed he gets 3 or 4 death threats a week, but it's not about his play on the court. Enes Kanter is a New York Knick and is entering his 8th season in the league. If you haven't heard of him, he's a fan favorite who's a gritty player. He's the one who called LeBron James queen last year after their teams had a confrontation on the court. So you can see he's not afraid to speak his mind. Kanter has also been outspoken about the president of his homeland, Turkey. He's joined critics who say the president is consolidating power, calling him a maniac and comparing him to Hitler. Turkey has revoked Kanter's passport, and prosecutors reportedly want him to serve prison time. He says supporters of the president continuously send him hate mail, including 3 to 4 death threats a week. He's alerted law enforcement and says he feels safe while in the U.S., but says going anywhere outside the country would be dangerous. Kanter has legal residency in the U.S. and hopes to qualify for citizenship in a few years. He says he appreciates the right to free speech here and the ability to share his thoughts openly. Some Facebook users learned the hard way that their private group wasn't as private as they thought. Until recently, third parties could see the names of people in closed groups. It reportedly began with a private group for women with BRCA. BRCA is a gene mutation linked to a higher risk of developing breast cancer. The BRCA sisterhood was set to members only because its founders say the women are dealing with sensitive issues and they want privacy. But then a moderator for the group found an extension for the Chrome browser called Grouply. It let her download information on all 9,000 members, including their names, location, and employers. A security expert confirmed that Grouply was designed for marketers looking to collect information so they can target users for advertising. An online user manual says the possibilities are endless. The BRCA sisterhood complained to Facebook that exposing their names could open them up to discrimination from insurance companies or employers. Facebook has reportedly shut down the ability to harvest group data. Grouply is no longer available. More American farmers are getting some high-tech help in pollinating their crops. Dropcopter uses aerial drones to deliver pollen to a farm's plants. The drone flies in a pre-programmed route over the area, while a device on board distributes the correct amount of pollen over the crops. It can cover about 40 acres per hour. So far, it's been used on almond, cherry, and apple plants. Testing shows the Dropcopter can increase pollination rates by anywhere from 10 to 60%. It's a job that's usually done by bees. Fur on their bodies collects pollen when they visit a flower, then spreads it to the next plant they land on. About one-third of the world's food crops rely on insects for pollination. But in the last 25 years, the world has lost about a third of its insect population, including honeybees. Dropcopter is meant to make farming more efficient and prevent lost crops when bees are in short supply or not flying in cold weather. The company is continuing its tests as it looks for more funding. And that's it for today's show. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. We'll tell you why financial experts say it may cost more to buy everything on your shopping list. Plus, the story behind a very special guest at the roast of Bruce Willis. And when she noticed hungry children in her community, one mother decided to do something about it. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.